Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Maria?
This is Maria.
Hi, Maria. My name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
I'm doing this great so far.
Okay, all right. It's Monday, right? We're just getting there.
There you go. I'm wide awake now.
Yeah, me too. So, Maria, I know you had been speaking with John, my mapping coordinator. He just wanted me to jump on the line and kind of go over the product details and pricing with you. But before I get into the price, did you have any questions at all?
Yeah, I just asked him before he got you on the line, would I have a dashboard? I mean, yeah, it's a dashboard, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So the beauty of the program is it does come with a complete customized tracking and reporting system. So we don't want you to just take our word for it, right? We're actually going to be able to track how many phone calls you receive from new clients, where the searches are performed, everything that's done in the reporting dashboard, of course.
Okay. And would y'all provide details on how to, because I already have one. Like I told him, I was working with Angelique, and then Home Advisor, which I'm probably getting rid of them. And then I also had ADIQ, I'm sorry. I was thinking on getting someone else because I'm not really getting very much results. I am getting charged for it because it's per lead, and
With
with
Angie's,
Angelique, it's about,
how, just out of curiosity, Maria, how much are you paying with AdIQ?
That one, I'm not paying like leads. I'm paying monthly. Yeah. How much is yours?
I actually don't know if you recall, but I actually personally spoke with you, in March.
Yes, I was gonna say. Yeah, you sound like, and I thought I was gonna be working with you guys, and I never got a call back.
Well, you had said at the time that you needed to talk to your husband. I think at the time we ended up filling the position. But the person we were working with got booked out 6 months and decided that they didn't want to pay for it anymore. So, the listing did just become available again within your area. So it's kind of funny this happened.
Right. It is kind of funny talking to you because, like I said, I said, wait, I thought I was working with Google and they never called me back. So that's when I started going with this other little, well, this other company. They're not little, but yeah, this other company. And
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with them. And Angie's, you said at the time too that you wanted to cancel first with somebody that you were working with and then talk to your
yes.
husband. But the great thing
Right.
is, Maria, we actually do have a promotion going on. So at the time, I had actually quoted you $398, which would be $299 month to month with a $99 setup fee. But I am actually able to bring that price down to $199 month to month with a $99 setup fee. So, I can actually reduce that price, $100 from what I had originally told you. So,
Right. Yeah.
definitely, yeah, so. And I mean, just so you know what that includes, Maria, that is going to be for your Google local optimization setup there for that spotlight position. We are going to submit your company with the most popular directory listings, like Yelp, Yahoo, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages. It would be initial content creation and placement there on Bing. And then we give you exposure to mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems like Alexa. So we literally
Okay.
cover all your bases, right? Just out of curiosity too, Maria, are you guys licensed and insured? Just out of curiosity. It's not required for Google, but I'm just wondering.
Actually, I'm not. Like I told him, I had to start. Well, when we were talking, I had to start it, and so I've got all I have right now is my DBA,
Okay.
and permit. Yeah.
Okay. So, you're looking to get more licensing like it that's required for the state or
Well, I mean, of course, a lot of people do require license, especially if you do commercial, but we're not into commercial right now.
okay, you're just focusing on residential.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're, because of the situation, like I told him, because of the, the COVID thing that happened and everything just threw it back, we were doing pretty good without by just word by mouth, but everything's kind of slowed us down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I would ultimately say that, you know, when people, though, now especially are looking for your services, they're going to Google to do that, right? So,
right.
You know, we're going to help you be found where people are looking for you and market towards your peak business hours of the day with both computer and mobile devices. Now, see, for your area...
How does that work? So, what were you saying?
So mobile devices... most people don't actually know this, but it's different programming that goes into getting you on, like, Apple Maps and Google Maps and, you know, voice-activated systems like Alexa. So we're able to do that programming and get you in on the first pages of those as well, because everybody looks on their phone now for everything, right? So and even when you do a Google search on your phone, it's different programming on there as well. So if you looked for, you know, like a plumber on your phone and then a plumber on your computer, it would populate with different search results. So we're able to get you in on those two platforms with, you know, both desktop, computer, laptop, and mobile devices.
Right. So is that an additional charge or is that included?
No, that's all. Everything that I'm talking about is included.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we actually, what you call me, would that be monthly?
Yeah, so the first month would be $298, and then next month going forward, it'll be $199. So that'll be a flat, fixed monthly rate. That price will never go up on you as long as you're with us. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I'm going to have to, I do have to tell my husband because I have to call these other people and get my dashboard off. Because it belongs to a home advisor, the one who provides all that. But like I said, it's not working with us. We get more word by mouth.
Yeah. I mean, home advisor, it can be a good service, but, you know, there's a lot of things that go on with that company that, you know, are very unfortunate for small businesses. You know, I don't know. I'm not like the type of person, Maria, that likes to talk badly about other companies, but they are being investigated by the Federal Trade Commission for sending out leads that aren't real and, you know, stuff like that. I mean,
I had a couple of those on my entity. They sent me a message and, you know, that they have a home. Actually, two times it happened. And I go to that home and it's for sale.
So
they had bought it. They want somebody to go up there with their permission. I'm allowed to go measure and all this and give him an estimate. I said, I don't do that. I need to have the homeowner at home.
Right.
You know. Yeah. So it happened to me twice. One here in Pasadena and one in Houston. You know, so the realtor was there. And, you know, he just goes, I just got to show him the house. We haven't even sold it. I said, thank you very much. But, you know, that person had said they had just bought that house, which was a false advertisement.
Really? Wow. Yeah, I you know, everything I ever hear about Home Advisor, I only know from talking with, you know, with the people that come to us. So, I mean, I've heard definitely some crazy things. It's, you know, it's pretty wild, you know, the things that I've heard.
Yeah. What about entities? What do you have to say about them? I mean, not bad, but, you know, just out of curiosity.
Well, Home Advisor and Angie Leads are the same thing. So,
are they?
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing. So Angie, the company, bought Home Advisor. And so they created these two different things where it's Angie, Angie's List and Angie Leads. And Angie Leads is Home Advisor. So... it's funny, I just signed up this lady last week, and she was actually telling me she was talking to Angie's List, and Angie's List was telling her to be careful of Angie Leads. Like, that's pretty bad when you have people in your own company, like, talking badly about your own company, you know?
Yeah, right. Okay. So there's, because I had sent them all my pictures and all that. And they just put my card on there. I said, I don't want my card on there. I want my work. I'm done. We're done.
Yeah.
So the other one does have a dashboard. I'm just going to have to get them in and tough payments on those.
Yeah.
But,
I can go ahead, Maria, and send you, it's a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how our dashboard works.
Would you be able to direct me to how to do it? Because they didn't help. I had to do it on my own, and I'm still struggling.
So the great thing with our reporting dashboard, Maria, is, so basically, let me just run down exactly how it's going to work, okay? So the program, what we would do is we'd sign you up, we'd get you listed into the position, right, set you up for payment. Within 1 to 3 days, you're going to get a client interview. So that's where they're going to get the keywords, get you any type of URL domain name that you want for your company. So I do see that you have a website. Is this one that was created through AdIQ, or did you create this?
We created it.
Okay, are you happy with your website?
Are you looking at it
now? Yeah, I am. Uh-huh.
What do you see?
It has a picture of, like, a shed, and then at the bottom, it says proudly serving. I mean, it's a nice website. You know, I like it. I mean, I'm just curious if you're happy with it.
I'm happy with it because my grandson helped me. If you being a customer, let's pretend you're a customer, what would you think about it? That's what my question is.
If I was a customer, I would think, honestly, I look at a lot of websites personally, and I like it. You know, it has everything. It shows everything you would need. It has your about, the services you offer. It shows what you do. It definitely has everything you would need. I like it. So, and it's a secured website as well, so that's good. The websites that we can create, we could definitely add other things like this. We could basically add where people can leave reviews to any of your directory listings. A new feature we just added was making it so that customers can pay you directly through your website. I would say above anything, it would just be a little bit more, I don't want to talk badly, just a little bit more organized, I would say. Than that, I think it's great.
Okay. Well, y'all could probably do that, and I need to get rid of this so that first. Before I even jump into this, I'm gonna be honest with you. I did pay too much because of all the leads that they were, and they had promised me they were gonna give me 5 or 10 leads free from the start off, which I never got. But that's I ended up having to pay $300. I said, well, no. Then most of those leads, I got out of those leads, I got maybe 3 or 4. That's the most I've gotten. So
okay.
I wasn't happy.
Well,
and
so
I had to pay.
You said that you're with you're in a contract with them.
Actually, with it's going to be over. I forgot what day it was. Yeah, with the home advisor.
Okay. And then you said that you did want to cancel with AdIQ, or because here's the problem, Maria, is most likely AdIQ is working on your Google Business Profile. So in order for them to optimize you, they have to have access to your Google Business Profile. Now the thing about it is, two companies cannot have access to your Google Business Profile at the same time. That would be a conflict, right? So. In order for us to be able to work with you and maximize those results, you would have to cancel with AdIQ. But, I mean, I'm the type of person, Maria, I think I would rather do whatever is best you feel for your company. Now, we've been in business for 17 years. We do have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a Google Premier Partner. So I'm confident that nobody's going to be able to get you the results you're looking for better and faster than we can. But I'm not going to tell you that, you need to cancel with them. I feel like you should do whatever you think is best for your company.
No, I was planning to cancel because, like I said, I don't know if it's either I'm slow or because I'm old school, you know. So I didn't really comprehend very much out of them. You know what I'm saying? They
right.
They didn't really give me any. What I'm trying to say. I guess not confident, but good explanation on how to work it. They just left it for me to open it up and, okay, figure it out.
You know? Yeah. And that's, okay, so just to finish what I was going to say, what we're going to, like, kind of how everything is going to work. So you'll get that client interview summary, and they'll basically be able to run through everything with you. So from 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard. Like I said, that I already just sent you a YouTube video of exactly how the dashboard works. They'll be able to walk you through that. From the dashboard, you'll be actually be able to contact customer support at any time. So, you'll have a whole team of people behind you, right?
That's funny because that was my next question. I have a hard time getting a hold of these people, either or, all, you know, all of them. So I'm going to say yes. I will definitely say yes, but, I'm going to have to get rid of them first before I make another payment. You know what I'm saying? Because before they get paid again. So I have to do it before this month is over. Because then I'm going to have to be paying less than, you know what I'm saying? Less than right payment.
Well, so let me give you a suggestion. Do you mind if I suggest something?
No. Oh.
Okay, so if you do plan on canceling with them, my best suggestion is, when you call them to cancel, just cancel and don't give them any reason, okay? If you start to give them a reason, they're going to start to do things to, you know, kind of keep you, right? That's, you know, just what I know what they'll do. So, if my best suggestion is just to say, hey, you know what, I'm canceling. It's for personal reasons. I don't want to give you a reason. Like, you know, just be straight up. So,
I do not want to give anybody a reason anymore. I just want to work with one company, and hopefully that company would be you guys if I do happen. But I want results. I want, like you said, people behind me where I can feel confident in calling, and they're going to answer me back or call me back at least. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. I mean, that's absolutely what I would want with a marketing company. You know, that's why I work here. You know, when I work in a company, you know, I have to be able to do it myself, right? I'm just that type of person. And if I know if I had a business, I would hire my company. So.
Right. Jesse, right? Your name was Jesse.
Yes. So yeah, I've already actually sent you a text message with my extension and phone number in the past, but I'll go ahead and send it again. Let me know that you've gotten these text messages, though.
I'm looking at it. Hold on. Yes, I got both. It says Local Splash. So what is that? Is that the name of the program?
So Local Splash is the name of our business. So we're a Google Premier Channel partner. So, just like how, the thing is, Maria, Google itself, like the actual corporation Google, they don't call people directly, so they have people like us that they partner with in order to help out smaller businesses that are not like, you know, Nike and Coca-Cola and all of those companies. So Google, they focus, the corporation, they focus on those major other corporations, but they have people that they partner with like us in order to help the smaller businesses. So we're actually located within 10 miles of the Google Corporation, so all of the Google partners need to be within a so many mile radius of Google itself. So they actually come in and train us and, show us their products. That's why we have that partnership. We've been able to, you know, sustain client growth as well as client revenue, which is only by getting our clients the results they're looking for, right? So, that's kind of how that works.
Okay. Well, let me get a hold of all this. I wish you would have called sooner before I got a hold of them. I get placed a number or something, and that's the best you could do. $199.
Well, you know what I can go ahead and do for you, Maria, is I can go ahead and at least waive that setup fee, just because you asked. So it would be just the $199 to get started.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds better. Well, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to get over you, you know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, I've been losing money because of the, you know, the supposedly the lead that I was going to be getting. I need to get rid of all this and okay, are you going to help? Okay, how do I?
Well, you know, I respect somebody, you know, I respect a hustler. So, you know, I mean, it's definitely, you know, you asked, I mean, I'm the manager here, so I can go ahead and waive that at least, you know,
great.
So at least it would be that just to get you started.
So do you, let me get, go ahead.
You want me to, if I don't hear back from you, do you want me to call you by the end of the day or?
Call me first thing tomorrow morning. I think I got a couple of things to do. I take one of my vehicles to get fixed, and not actually. My husband's gonna stop by there with a mechanic and make sure he can be there because we have issues with that one. And then I gotta sit down because if I sit down and do all this, I gotta make sure I'm not interrupted. So I gotta sit down and call them one by one and see what their excuse is going to be. You know, so I can make sure I just I want to get. I want to get out of it, and that's all I want. So, and I want to do that like ASAP. So let me give me time, call, and with you sending me this video, I can show it to my grandson or you know he can or my two grandsons, and they can make time, and that's what I wanted them to do. I said, is there any way y'all can call me a certain day? And they wouldn't. I said, because my grandson works today. He's a supervisor also, but he does computer work, some kind of work. I don't know what he does. But he works daytime and nighttime, I'm sorry, and he sleeps in daytime. So he says, Mom, he says, can you have him call you certain date and I'll be there? But I can't be there like in the morning. I can be there in the afternoon. And then there was food. So he's the one who helps me out. But okay, I don't want to take much of your time. But
No, you're fine.
More definitely,
You're on Central Time, right?
Yes.
Okay, so the earliest I'd be able to call you would be 9. Would that be okay?
Tomorrow is what, Tuesday? Yes, call me about 9:30. It'd be probably, I mean, whatever time you can, like 10 o'clock, is that okay with you? Are you up and away?
Well, so we get in here at 9 o'clock Central Time. So I can call you as early as 9. I can call you at 9:30, too. That would be fine.
Okay, call me 9:30. That way I can make sure I'm up and my husband's I'm on his way to one of the jobs or something.
Okay.
Yeah, get him out of there.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll call you tomorrow then.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thanks, Maria. Have a good day.